Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, how's it going? It's your girl, Monique Leray, and I'm back. And thanks for dealing with my technical issues. Listen, it's almost my one-year show, so something's got to go wrong sometimes, right, guys? But we're lucky. We've got an amazing guest. Miss Kashmir, Rosalyn Kashmir, how are you?
Hello, we have some co-hosts today.
Who are they? You've got some cuties there.
We got Teddy Ruxpin and Holly Rose.
Oh my gosh. So you're coming on from New York State, is that right?
Yes, Buffalo, New York.
All right. You guys, Rosalyn is an author. She's a six-time over author. This is her sixth book. She's wearing the shirt right now, Poncho. And why don't
Poncho
you tell us?
Poncho Power.
Yeah, tell us about your new release.
Okay, so Poncho Power was the newest book that was recently published, and then we'll go into the next book that's going to be coming out in September. But Poncho Power is about an inspiration of a man about overcoming adversity and not letting things go down. So when he's upset, you know, whenever you're having a bad day, just think of Poncho Power. You'll get through it and good things will happen. You just got to pull through it. So it's all about inspiration. And when things are tough, just keep a positive outlook and keep that positive energy. And it's based off of this is actually the real Poncho Power. His name is Poncho Billa, and he was an inspiration to the Buffalo Bills because he would come to the games in Buffalo. He was from Texas, and he would dress up, and he's been a fan since he was like a six-year-old young boy. So he passed away of cancer, and I wrote his book for him as a tribute to him.
Oh, that's actually Poncho Michael.
Yeah, he's a real person. Poncho Billa is a real person, and this is his story, but based on a child of a young boy. Are you there? Did we freeze? Monique?
Here we go.
Oh, I lost you. I don't see you anymore. I just see LA Talk Radio.
Oh, I hear you, and there you are.
Oh, okay, so
talk
you can
about
see
your book. Yeah, tell us about your book a little bit. Tell me more about this is the sixth one, right?
This is my fifth book that was recently. This was released in September. And did you already hear the story about Poncho Billa, or did I get cut off?
Yeah. Recap that real quick for us.
Okay. So Poncho Billa is a real person. Unfortunately, he did pass away of cancer, but he was a big inspiration to the Buffalo Bills and other fans that would dress up as characters, and he would go to the games and he would cheer on the Buffalo Bills, even, you know, whatever their score is. His positive energy was amazing. And unfortunately he passed away, but this is about a young boy who has a challenge, and he basically uses masks. Poncho, the character that he developed, Poncho Billa, and how he developed it, and basically uses it for inspiration. When things get tough, you think about positivity, and no matter what adversity or whatever challenges you're going through, just make sure you just throw out the positive vibes, and that's what it's all about, positive vibes.
Positive vibes, which we know you have. If anyone's ever met you, we know you have just this well of amazing vibes, and thank you for tapping into his story and kind of drawing from that for your fifth book?
Well, it was an honor because he is a friend of mine, and he actually is a big Bills fan, and he had the Billy Buffalo's Big Catch for his son. And some of my other stories, like and Mage Magnus. So he was a fan of my writing. So he asked me to write this. He had a dream, and he actually, I still have the message. And he was like, Rosalind, I had a dream that you would write my children's book for me, you know, to tell my story. And he was like, would you do it? And I was like, yeah, I would totally do it. And I wrote it for him, and he loved it. And then, unfortunately, his cancer took a toll for the worse. He was supposed to still be here when the book was released. Unfortunately passed away. But his son is living on his memory, and he dresses up as him and cheering the Bills. He's a big Bills fan. It's so funny because he's from Texas, and you have these Texans like from Dallas who's a big Cowboys fan, and here they are Buffalo Bills fans. It's hilarious. So his brother is a huge Dallas Cowboy fan, and he dresses up too. So having them like pictures of them together, like the Dallas Cowboys, he dresses up, and Balls of Mahoney, and he dresses up the Pancho Villa. It's super cute. Like, it was amazing. I was like, oh, you guys must arrive a lot when they were kids.
Well, it sounds like they're really into it, and they didn't take themselves too seriously, which is something we all need.
No, and it's all about being positive and bringing energy to their favorite team. And that's why there's other fans in here. So I'll just show you who Ezra, his real name was Ezra. So this was Ezra. Can you see that?
Yeah, we can see it.
And then that's Pancho. That's him dressed up as the real character, Pancho Villa.
Wow.
And now his son, if you can see, he dresses up too. So it's super cute. So his tradition will go on. And Michael Biondo did the illustrations. And his illustrations are amazing. Here's some of them. One of my favorites, these are all like super fans for the Buffalo Bills. And these are all real people. These are everybody that's dressed up in here are real people that actually dress up for the games. And here's a picture of his brother in his little Dallas Cowboys outfit. And that's his brother dressed up.
I love it. You can tell these are real people.
Yeah. And so it's all based off of like super fans of their team. So it's not just a Buffalo Bills book. It's for every super fan, you know, always bringing that energy to their favorite team, no matter if they're winning or losing or what.
They're going to be out there. And I love that you're capturing that, because there always is that super fan, you know, who's got the record amount of attendance and has the outfit, and people know them, even the concession stands, like they know their name and it goes to their kids.
It's
like,
amazing. I know. They don't miss a game. It could be raining, snowing, all of it. They don't miss a game. They're hardcore fans. No matter, there's one for every team.
That's true. And, you know, why don't you highlight for everyone if they're like using this quarantine time to explore their inner author? Like, can you give us some tips on how to tap into that? Because we know that you're an educator and, you know, turned author. So,
well, it's so funny because speaking of quarantine, so I always love creating. So I think it's amazing. And I wanted to do another book while I was quarantining. I did a quarantini.
So. We have Michael Solberg Family Wines, though.
Oh, very nice. Well, so I had a friend of mine who's an author as well, and he was like, hey, listen, why don't we do a book? And we did everything virtually. So we decided, and now dun, 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 this is my newest one that is going to be coming out soon. I mean, this is just like a rough copy, but this is called 2020, A Year of Hope and Change. And we did this whole book virtually. I mean, him and I, and it's all poetry form. So it's nice and big because this is just
very colorful too. We love the colors.
Well, the greatest thing about this is this, this book is illustrated by a 17-year-old senior in high school. So my friend Patrick knew her and contacted her, and she was like, oh my God, I don't have anything, her studies, of course, are all online. And she was like, I really want to, and we were like, do you want to do it? And she's like, yeah. So a 17-year-old Canadian young lady did the illustrations.
Wow. Shout out to all the kids going the extra mile, being awesome. Not just doing the homework.
No. And her name is Kaya. And so Kaya did an awesome job. I'm probably going to mess up on her last name. So it's Kaya Work. Wirsch, Wirsch. So sorry, Kaya, if I messed up your name, but she's a
Kaya
doll.
W.
Kaya W. And so she did the illustrations, and I just have to show you, and I would love to read a couple pages because this is really cool. So how we did the partnership, we did it in poetry form. So I told the story of being a young girl going through what's going on, doing classes online. And he told the story as a young boy, but they're friends. They're still friends they're friends and they're in school, but they're just going through different stages and what they're going through at home. So like at first, I said, did I wake up from a bat? Can you see this? It's nice and big, but I don't know.
Oh yeah, it's perfect.
Okay. So did I wake up from a bad dream? The year is 2020. I click here to see my classes on the screen. So there's the little girl. And then the next page, who's the principal now? The mom, parents, guardians.
Parents are doing it all. Shout out to parents right now.
Parents are amazing. Patience. It's all about patience and guidance.
I don't even understand.
That's definitely a shout out for parents. So principal mom, after class we'll do chores and clean. I see because it's March 18th, my friends are wearing green. The class, they've all logged on, Johnny, Holly, and Sue. There's Michael, Nick, Clark, and Nadine, and the Johnson sisters too. So here are some of the illustrations here. I still can't believe that a 17-year-old high school did this. Like, she was amazing.
Wow. She's tapped in, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. And she wants to go to school for art. So this is a great stepping stone for her. Because now, how many 17-year-old kids can say, I have a book?
Right. And so you're saying just capitalize in the moment if you're an aspiring writer.
Exactly. Or an illustrator or even a script writer. Because this is the time that you can really work on a script or a novel. Anything creative that you want to do, this is the time to use it. Why not?
Well, speaking of that, not only are you a teacher, you are six time author and you act. You're doing it all. Tell us any juicy acting project that you are tapping.
I just got casted as a mystery horror film. It's going to be a local film here in Buffalo, New York, which I love to do. But I think they're trying to get low SAG too. I they're trying to get more funding. And I just got casted for Drill Girl, which is called The Rustic Drill Killer. Drill.
You're like some kind of rustic diva. We don't know it. It's still character development. We don't know. Shout out to Michael Solberg's Family Wines, by the way.
Woo! Rustic. It's called Rustic Belt Driller. That's it. Rustic Belt Driller. That's it.
Nice.
So, so that's going to be filming in October. So I love acting. That's my other passion besides teaching and writing. And what I want to start doing is writing scripts. That's my next project.
Boy, there's a lot of material this year, isn't there? Oh, hey, puppy. What a cute dog that is. That's not Teddy Ruxpin, is it?
No, that's Holly.
Hi, Holly. Okay, bye, Holly.
Yeah, Holly just walked away. Teddy's coming back over here.
Hi, Teddy Ruxpin. That one is always in the photos that I see. What advice do you have for people who are looking to start writing in this time, who want to express themselves if they've never wrote anything before? What could you give like novice writers some advice?
Well, what I think would be great is first you need to brainstorm. Pick something that you want to talk about, something that whatever you're tapped in, like some people like to do fantasy, some people like mystery, novel, sci-fi. So whatever you're interested in, whatever your imagination, just brainstorm whatever, or even whatever comes up on the top of your head, just write it down and then really tap into it and, write it down, even if it doesn't even make sense. Just write it down. Get it on paper. It might sound like jibber jabberish. Be like, what did I just write last night? Oh, my phone just fell.
It's like Blair Witch right now. Shout out to Blair Witch.
I mean, look at that. That was like, I don't even think they had a really big budget. Do you know they made millions for that?
I mean, my show is Blair Witch right now. We
maybe we should re-record.
You know what? It's hard. It's a quarantine. We're all trying to make it.
We're all going crazy.
But I like what you said about the brainstorm, Rosalind. Like, get out your ideas and just figure out what you want to be. It sounds like what you're saying. Like, figure out what area you want to tap in.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever comes up first, tap that in, brainstorm. And then if you get writer's block, sometimes it's nice just to go and do something else and then come back to it. Sometimes you just get an idea and you're like, oh my God, that goes with that. I need to write that down. Like out of the blue, it just comes.
That's true. I often get ideas in the shower or when I'm asleep. So I keep a little post-it by the bed in case I get like inspiration, but in the shower I can see my whole day. It's crazy. Like
Stephen King, one of my favorites, horror.
Love him.
Amazing. Me too. That's what he did. He has dreams and then he wakes up and he writes it down. And that's how he gets a lot of his books. I have some crazy dreams sometimes. Oh.
I love it. And what are you thinking for 2021 for folks? What is your dream as an educator, as someone that is in the industry and is creative? What is your dream for 2021 for humanity?
I just really hope that we come together and unite. Right now it's very difficult because you see the country divided and it's sad because we need more positive. We need more positive stories. We need to come together. Like negative just destroys people and it destroys their psyche too. So I'm hoping that everything comes together. We unite as a country and we'll get through this.
Yes. Know? I love it.
Love. So good. By the way.
And she sings, right? Ladies and gentlemen. Right.
Oh,
and
geez.
She sings. Hi, Teddy Ruxpin.
There he is.
So you, and let's tap in a little to your activism. You have recently been activated, like a lot of us are finding our voice with things these days. And it's kind of hard to sit on the sidelines with things these days. I know you probably almost 10 years. I've never seen you really post anything outside of books and babies and TV and education and travel, and doggies. Yes, Teddy. But it seems like you've been activated lately and there's a cause that's really close to your heart. Tell us what that is, if you could.
100% human trafficking and the whole children porn industry and children trafficking, Monique, it breaks my heart. I don't even want to start talking about it because it really is disturbing, but there's not enough funding. And I just did my first rally protest with PATH. It's People Against Trafficking. And I want to get more involved with that. A lot of these cases just get a misdemeanor and a slap on the wrist and it's not okay.
Wow.
Because those poor children, especially being a teacher, those poor children go through, because I used to do early intervention, and the psyche, you know, the traumatic experience of these poor children and how they grow up as an adult and function. I mean, where's the justice for these kids? I mean, this is horrible.
If anything, we should be taking care of the ones that are younger than us and learning from us and, you know, least strong and elderly, you know, the least of our society that can't take care of themselves. We should definitely be looking after them. And you as an educator are the first line. You're the first line to recognize any abuse in the home or any malnutrition or any. You guys are deemed to be the people that kids can go to. You're a safe place.
And there's two people that I have to tell you that are actors that I've been following, and that's Ashton Kutcher and Blake Lively. And they basically went and they've been talking about it too. And I mean, even Ashton Kutcher was like, oh my God, the videos, because he actually saw a lot of these videos and he's like, this is not, and he's a father. So it's nice to see that there are people that are really trying to fight this and bring awareness, and it's great. Like, and that's what I want to start doing is get more active, because I just feel for these poor children.
Oh my goodness. And you brought something to my attention last night that I had never heard of. And you were saying something about children's porn, which I just can't even imagine. And our show is about the startup, but in the year of 2020, we are definitely woke about things around us. We want to start businesses, but we want to empower businesses and entrepreneurs to help people in our community. So this is a beautiful way that you can help. And can you tell us the name of the organization again? So
the organization that I was working with yesterday is called PATH. It's People Against Trafficking. But I'm going to get more involved. So I have a meeting this Wednesday and I'm going to find out more information. But yeah, I mean, and I'm not talking about 17-year-old girls trying to be porn. I mean, this is like children, like young babies and toddlers. Like, this is.
We can't have that in our
this
world.
We cannot.
If we want karma and we want. You know what? And I kind of, it's so shocking that I don't know how to process it, but I really appreciate you using your platform and your voice and shedding some light on this. And we're not done with this. We're going to circle back with you and see where you are in that mission. Give us the links we can use to get your books. And, hey, it's the end of summer and maybe, you know, for the holidays coming up, you know, even it's been a crazy year, but maybe we can help this educator that wants to help the community and buy some of her books. You guys check Rosalind Cashmere out. Give us your plugs.
Okay. So another thing too, if you're home teaching, I actually have lesson plans that are free for parents and guardians that they can break down with the standards for the Adventures of Jasper. It's about healthy eating. And I break it down from birth to 3, 4 to 5 and 6 to 8 with lesson plans and coloring sheets as well. So you can reuse the book and reteach as they get older. Also, this another book that the other one I have is too, that has lesson plans that I broke it down from birth to 3. And these are both Mom's Choice Award books. And here I even have a game where they have to find where Mage made a letter disappear. So they got to find where and work. So when they're reading, so if they're older, they have to like find it and then put the real word, you know, and place it. So that's fun. Yeah. So these are all educational as well as entertaining. And this is about not giving up. And he always makes mistakes and he wants to quit magic school. So that's that one. Then this is anti-bullying, two wrongs don't make a right. And then we have Billy Buffalo's about not giving up, Big Catch. And then Poncho Power. Making
good old Poncho
power.
Oh my gosh. Well, so we've got one more minute here. Where can people find you on social media?
Gotcha. RosalindKazmaier.com. Just my first and last name.com. Simple.
And all lesson plans are free. Beauty. And thank you for that. So you guys check out Rosalind's her teaching plans, which are so helpful now. And definitely follow her. Her journey has just begun with this child. abuse advocacy and helping. And I'm sure she's going to be doing big things. Everything she puts her hands on turns to gold. And you guys, if you're not following me on Instagram, it's The Startup with Monique Loray, L-O-R-E. I will be in Miami on September 15th for my 1 year anniversary, minus technical difficulties. I'm sorry about today. Thank you for rocking with us. And please tune in next Sunday. Shout out to my sponsor, my wine sponsor, Michael Solberg Family Wines. Today she's celebrating her son's birthday. She couldn't be with us, but we love her. And thank you so much. You guys be kind to each other. What will you start up today? And we'll see you soon.
Love you. Thank you.
Love you.
All right, bye-bye.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Loray, only on LA Talk Radio.